All right, and we're back again with another episode of the Illuminati News Hour podcast show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and the co-host, Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and go ahead and hit that share button as well. And if you want to support this podcast, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's Illuminati Radio FUND. And let's see what's in the news. We have Bob Marley. Have you used to listen to Bob Marley's music, Sister Harvey?
Yes, I have in the past.
Do you think he's a Jamaican?
Did I think he was Jamaican? I did. I sure did.
We always fooled. We always fooled into thinking that this white man was a damn Jamaican man. Mm-hmm. Always fooled. But if people do their research, you are who your father is. Like, if my father was white and my mama was black, that would make me a white man and not a black man. So, with all that being said and done, Bob Marley's father is a white man. So, that makes Bob Marley a white man. Not only that, Bob Marley's son, Ziggy Marley, that will make Ziggy Marley a white man as well. Not only that, Lauryn Hill has a son by Bob Marley's son.
Okay.
That boy is white.
Yeah.
So Lauryn Hill had a son by a white man, which Bob Marley's baby father is a white man.
That's the bloodline.
Because you are who your father is. It don't go by the mama, it goes by the father, because the father is the one with the semen. And, you know what I'm saying? So, when the baby comes out, you are of your father's seed. So, it don't surprise me when I hear that Bob Marley's family is coming out with a line of mushrooms. The same reason why they legalized marijuana.
Well, I'm
going to
say, what is this? What are they going to do with these mushrooms?
Because they want everybody high.
It seems that way.
And embodied with spirits.
You cook mushrooms, not smoke it.
You do have cooking mushrooms, and you also have these kind of mushrooms. Do you know what kind of mushrooms are these?
No. I'm about to find out.
They are poison.
Yeah, it's a such thing as poison mushrooms.
And that is what shrooms are. When you hear people eating shrooms and getting high, they are eating poison mushrooms. That's all to it. And this is being promoted and is being marketed to eat poison. And if you can eat poison, you might as well go ahead and spray some roach spray on your food and eat that.
Drink some bleach.
It's the same thing. You're eating poison. But this is what they're promoting. Because, see, they want your vessel embodied with demons. Because any poison mushrooms is psychedelic. Hallucinations. You hallucinate.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Bob Marley's family to launch the first celebrity magic mushroom line. Bob Marley's widow, Rita, is helping to launch the first ever celebrity mushroom line in the singer's name. After the entertainment industry has gone wild for wacky, tobacky, late reggae, icon Bob Marley's family is getting it on a shroom boom. Family Marley the Family Marley One brand will launch a line of the mushroom product later this year in legal markets such as Jamaica in partnership with Salo's Wellness. Oh, Lord. Turning itself as the first celebrity vet shroom line, Marley One will first launch with non-mushroom wellness products. The non-tripping products are made with functional mushrooms as opposed to the ones which have already been a trend in the wellness space. The move comes on the heels of the cannabis craze that has celebrities including Snoop Dogg, Jay-Z, Willie Nelson, Rick Rogan launching their own line.
All puppets, and people cannot see that they want you high and fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand why they can't see that.
People cannot see that. Because this would have been never legal back in the 70s.
No.
Marijuana wouldn't have never been legal back in the 70s.
Nope.
Can't you see the change here? They don't want you in a strong state. They want you vulnerable. And if your vessel is opened up to welcome demons, which are spirits, you are in a vulnerable state. I'm going to give you an example. In the book of Matthew, when Christ went to the man that was possessed with demons, that man was in a vulnerable state. He couldn't do nothing. He was being tortured and destroyed. You know why they want you in a vulnerable state? Because when these homos and faggots come out, you know what I'm saying? They want you to agree with them. They want you to participate in it. They want you to become like them. Because whether you know it or not, more and more and more, you have a lot of black men turning to alternative relationships. You have more and more black men. Because let me tell you something. If you black men condone your woman having another woman, then you open the door for other advantages to seep in. So now your woman can have another woman and another man can come into that. Now next thing you know, you getting pounded in your ass by another man while your woman is getting pounded in her ass by another woman with a dildo.
Yeah.
This is what they want. You know what I'm saying? And they know if your mind be sober, they know you won't tolerate this.
Of course not.
But if you always high and drunk and fucked up, they know that they can ease these things in.
Yep, it's easy to get you those.
Exactly.
Getting high and been on for a long time, and when something new comes, they're going to jump on it.
You know, I've seen, and you know, a lot of women are coerced. You know how a lot of women started smoking crack?
How? Because I don't know nothing about that.
They fell in love with a man, and that man coerced them to start smoking weed with coke.
Oh, then next thing
you know, the weed with coke turned into weed with a vomiting fluid. The next thing you know, they start sniffing coke. The next thing you know, they start smoking crack.
I believe you, because I have an older cousin that I looked up to for many, many years. She got married, had all the kids by her husband. She had a good job because she went to college for 5 years, but she started working in a clinic. And I think some years went past, and we didn't hear, we wonder why we didn't hear from or see her. And then come to find out I had to hit on the street and she was going drugs. I said, what happened? And they got a divorce.
Yeah, that's what Satan come to do. Satan comes to you in the form of a good man.
And I prayed for her. I miss my cousin.
Yeah.
I took my cousin. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? That's how Satan comes to you. In the form of you, something that you think is good. You think is a good man. Oh, he got a good job. Oh, he's clean shaven. He's this, he's that. So when that man offers, oh, come on, let's just mellow out and here, smoke this blunt with me. You don't see no harm. You see your boyfriend smoking it, so he passed it to you. Now you smoking it.
Yeah, because when I was like, I kept getting red flags about my ex-husband. And it was like he was trying to get me to do things that was against my principles. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And he got angry because I wouldn't agree to what he was talking about, trying to make me do something, you know, where you can go to jail. Hello?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, you guys can go. I don't want that around me or my kids, you know, or none of that. And I meant that. So it wasn't good enough that he was, see, the Lord bless him with some good job and position, because even though I wasn't in the truth, I was a praying woman and still is. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't woke up yet, but I was a praying woman. And the more I prayed, the Lord kept blessing him with good positions, better positions. And when he got those positions, it wasn't good enough. He was in there still. All the people credit cards, he was a manager. I couldn't believe it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Then we tried to lie about, he came up with some other story. He real good at telling lies. I'm telling you, he's smart. He know how to make it make sense and all of that, but it didn't make sense to me, you know?
Mm-hmm. It did. A lie never makes sense compared to the truth.
Exactly, because this boss, got off from work in the morning because I was working overnight. That 7 to 11 thing.
Mm-hmm.
7 to 7, I would get off in the morning. We get home before my daughter went to school and get my brother up, because I had my brother down in Georgia with. I get home. That's the first time I seen his boss at our house. So I walked past him when he was outside talking, and I spoke to his boss and good morning. He said good morning back. So I was going to the house, get myself together. And it took him about an hour before, then he finally came in. I'm like, what you doing wrong? Why is your boss out there? Oh, I can't talk right now. He tried to hide it from me until the police came and surrounded our house. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, stuff like that. That was so humiliating. I just got off from work. And they locked his butt up.
And that's how as easy it is to get trapped up. See, they use the men to influence the men.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Once the men is in a vulnerable state, once the men, just keep it real. If you're smoking weed, you might as well call yourself a crackhead. You're a drug addict. Because nothing is supposed to be going in your lungs. No smoke is supposed to be in your lungs. I don't care how much you say weed is from the earth. It's you know what I'm saying? It's good. It still ain't supposed to go. Smoke's supposed to go into your lungs. But they will try to make every excuse to put that smoke in their lungs. But they cannot answer the fact that why. Is every time you smoke and you put it in your lungs, you end up coughing. Because the only time you cough is that's your body rejecting something.
No coughing, they choking.
Yeah, exactly.
Gasping,
you know what I'm saying? If you're a weed head, you're a crackhead. If you're a shroom head, you're a crackhead. You know what I'm saying? You cannot make fun of a crackhead if you are doing drugs as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Ain't no such thing as, well, that's just weed, that's a lesser drug. The same way, if you break the Sabbath day, it's the same as you committing adultery.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? There is no lesser law. All laws are the same. You break one law, you break them all. You smoke one drug, you are a drug addict. Go ahead.
Following all the weed wackiness, investors have more recently been betting on this month, Peter Duffback startup, including trading on Wall Street, Mike Tyson, who is also becomes a cannabis entrepreneur, recently said that after taking AKA Magic Mushroom, my whole life changed.
So you mean to tell me, after taking Magic Mushrooms, your life changed? Yeah, your life changed, because now you are that much more embodied with that much more demons in you. That's why your life changed. You know what I'm saying? Anything that takes you out of your natural character, and now you are damn going into la-la land, that's a demon. Why would anybody want to be taken out of their neck unless they want... Oh, they do it because they want to escape reality. You know what I'm saying? Their relationship not going good. Oh, I'm going to get high to forget about this. But then after your high go down, you're right back to the same problems. You know what I'm saying? Or you know what I'm saying? Or a lot of people want to get drunk to alleviate their problem. Or block people to alleviate the problem. Oh, okay. Amen. Okay, go ahead.
The Barley One mushroom product will also include gummies, capsules, and cosmetics. Marley's widow, Rita Marley, said in a statement, "We know Bob would be proud of what we're building. Our family has always reverbed the ancient history and transformative potential of natural gifts." Marley, Miami-based daughter, Grammy winner, her name is Cadella Marley, or Cadella Marley, is CEO of the Bob Marley Group of Company. Silo Wellness is headed by CEO Douglas K. Gordon. Silo Wellness calls itself a spore-to-door company with products already including nasal spray. It also retreats in Jamaica, assist retreats in Oregon. And that's the end of that.
And who is all of this targeting? Us.
We in the last days.
Yeah.
We are definitely in the last days. They doing too much. We are definitely in the last day. Like you said, Esau is at work.
Mm-hmm. They want you heavily medicated. They want you drunk, high, and fucked up. It's a damn shame. And our people cannot see it. All they see is, oh, I gotta try some of that. That's all they see. I gotta try that. I gotta see that. But anyway, people, that's news. You said that was it, Sister Harvey?
Yeah, for the Bob Marley. And then we got the MTA backs off plane.
Okay.
I mean, backs off plan to keep the cash band at Subway Group.
Okay, we're gonna get into that. We wanna thank you all for tuning in, logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour podcast show right here on Illuminati Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and your co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Also, hit that share button. And if you want to support this truth, The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio, FUND. Don't forget, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group where you can tune into our Bible study classes, that's at, send me a friend request to my Facebook page at PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. That's PSTR Michael Smith on Facebook. All right, until next time, stay tuned. God bless you all. All right, Sister Harvey.